This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, I'm a little sluggish. I'm a little hungover.
Yeah. We were at a rock and roll show last night.
Tom, not only a rock and roll show, a punk rock show.
Yeah, punk rock show.
You and I hung out outside of this room for the first time in, what, 8 months last night?
Yeah, well, and like the first time I think we've both been in Manhattan since we went to the Bubba Gump restaurant.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no, we went and saw Oppenheimer together.
Oh, that's true.
One morning recently.
Tom, you and you have been hanging out like a couple of regular friends lately.
It's unbelievable. If people saw it, they
couple of adult
wouldn't
friends.
Believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, we went to see a friend of the show, Jeff Rosenstock.
Yeah, he's got a rock and roll outfit.
Rockin' Terminal 5.
Tom,
mm-hmm.
We stood in the balcony.
Yeah.
Not really moving at all.
Mm-hmm. I was bobbing my head a little bit.
Bobbing my head. I had two. This is what I wanted to ask you. I had two beers.
Uh huh.
You, from what I could suss out, had zero beers.
No, I had one beer.
Before I got there?
No. After you got there, I think when you went into the VIP section by yourself, I got a beer to drown my sorrows.
I mean, your fiance was there. You were just so upset that I left.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I was just so jealous.
So we were standing. Mm-hmm. This is what I want to ask.
Yes.
Because in the moment it seemed weird, but it was really loud in there.
Mm-hmm.
We were standing. Terminal 5 is a terrible venue.
Yeah.
Not and like the staff there is nice. It's a terrible venue if you want to watch
acoustically and visually. Yeah.
If you want to watch a concert and hear music, it's a bad place to do it.
Which is unfortunate because that's mostly what they do there.
Yeah, that's primarily why people go there.
Mm-hmm.
If Jeff had been playing anywhere else last night, in addition to Terminal 5, I would have gone there.
Same here. Somebody should suggest to him that he needs to start doing two shows a night.
Yeah.
In different venues.
The venues would love that, too. So we were standing on the second floor,
mm-hmm.
and like there's a... How does it work?
It's like a horseshoe-shaped balcony around
so you can like lean up against a rail, mm-hmm. but if you're not in like the first couple of people
you can't really
you're
see
shit out of luck.
Yeah.
And I'm a shorty compared to you.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're standing there. Mm-hmm. I was a third wheel, too. Our mm-hmm. friend's playing a show, and like I think me, you, and your fiance are the only people or friend group that went to support him on his birthday.
It's sad that Jeff has so many fake friends.
Yeah. Standing there. And so I couldn't really see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But you, I think, had a pretty good view of the stage.
Not great, but I could see it.
Right. I had a VIP.
You didn't see anything.
All access pass.
Yeah.
Because... I thought to ask Jeff for one.
You talked to Jeff before you went to the show.
Yeah, something, pro tip, if you're going to see your friend play, let them know you're going. Sometimes they'll give you an all-access pass. We were standing adjacent
mm-hmm.
to a VIP section.
Yeah.
So I was like, and the rail was kind of free in the VIP section.
Right. Yeah. The VIP section was less sparsely or more sparsely populated.
Yeah. Cause like they only let cool dudes in. Yeah.
They only let in cool dudes or apparently any drunk person who asks.
Yeah. A drunk guy did ask and just went in.
Yeah.
Also, it's just a little roped off area that where you were standing, Tom, the guard was at the other end.
Yeah.
You could have just he wasn't even looking. You could have just gone under if you cared.
Yeah. I thought about it a little. Yeah. Yeah, it's just kind of I don't really, little bit better view.
Yeah, the clout of being in the VIP. But, you would have known you were a fraud, right?
Right.
I went in there. And then I was kind of standing alone, but, I was watching the show, capturing enough for an Instagram video.
Uh-huh.
And I came over right to the edge, and I stood right next to you guys.
Yeah.
Was that a dick move for me to go in there?
No.
It weird? It when was I went over there, were you like, why is he doing that? Should I have given you a heads up?
Yeah, I should have been
like,
I should have been like,
I can't see. I'm going to go over there and see if I can see better. Right? I just walked away mid-song.
Yeah, I thought you were going to the bathroom or something because you just walked away and I watched you walk 10 feet away from me, show a VIP pass to a guard, and then just go to a different place. It was like, oh, all right. I guess Tim's going to watch the show in there now.
I got to tell you, I really wish I had told you I was doing that because then I felt very exposed because I was like, Tom's going to try to figure out what's going on. And now I feel like I'm watching the show, but I'm also being watched by Tom.
Yeah. I mean, I got the idea because, you walked in and then immediately, sat down on a chair against the balcony. It was oh, yeah, that's a better idea. Yeah. Tim can sit in one of those chairs. Why not?
And then I was struggling with what's worse at being at a show, a professor of no friends.
Yeah. In the VIP.
Or a third wheel. Yeah. With two people who are taller than me.
People were probably looking at you in the VIP section going, I hope it was worth climbing the social ladder. Because now you've arrived and you've got no friends left.
Yeah. Well, it was.
That didn't primo hear me. Spot. I was yelling that. I was trying to...
trying to implant that in their heads.
No, I was trying to yell over Jeff's music at you.
Well, it would have been a tall order because the other thing that I was seated directly next to at that point.
Probably one of the big speakers.
One of the huge speakers, and I regret it.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah.
Because at the time, I was like, this is no big deal.
You know what? I was actually thinking after the show, we'll talk about Roblox in a minute, by the way. for any 6-year-olds tuning in right now, we're like, what's a speaker?
Kids these days, they just don't know about speakers.
They don't need them.
It's just all in the air.
I mean, I guess speakers.
It's all about Bluetooth for these kids. Yeah, all these kids these days, Bluetooth this, Bluetooth that.
And speakers are smaller nowadays than they used to be.
Yeah.
I remember the speakers my parents had in the living room. When I was a kid.
They sat on the floor.
Oh, yeah. And they were huge.
Taller than you, probably. Yeah. When you were a boy.
Right. And I think back now, and I'm like, why were those speakers so big?
I don't know, but they were cool, and they were, fuzzy,
too. Yeah, yeah. And you could, take the front off and touch it, and then somebody would be like, don't touch that part.
Don't touch it. That's wooden. That speaker is wooden. And, that's cool, too.
Yeah.
I want to do that. If I ever have a house, which I never will because I can't afford one, it'll...
Was that a subtle plug for the Patreon?
Get me a house so I could get wooden speakers that won't annoy my neighbors.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So, Tom, you want to get into the topic, don't you?
No, I was going to say something. Oh, I was going to say at Jeff's show, I was thinking, because I'm also an old man, oh boy, I hope they have earplugs there that I can buy.
Yeah.
Because I didn't bring any. And I was surprised that Jeff's show wasn't as loud as I was expecting it to be. And it made me wonder if that was a conscious decision from Jeff. Because Jeff's one of the most hard of hearing people I know from being around loud music too much.
No, I think he's just the kids want to hear it loud. I think that was probably the venue doing it.
Oh, making it. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Because they also had which I appreciated. It was a bummer in the moment,
mm-hmm.
But this morning I appreciated a hard 11 p.m. curfew, which is like, it's a rock and roll show. Like, let's keep it going later. But it's like, the show ended. I got to like hang out for a little bit. And they're still home and asleep by 12:30. It's great.
I'm also realizing maybe it was loud and like I've already just lost so much hearing.
Maybe we're both screaming. Maybe people are listening and you're like, they're like, no, you guys are going to be hoarse within like 10 minutes. Man, the show was really great last night.
Yeah, it's so good. It wasn't too loud. Tim, this week we're talking.
Oh, wait, we have to disclose that was sponsored content from Jeff Rosenstock. Go see him on tour supporting his new album, Hell Mode.
He doesn't want to get in trouble with the FTC again for that stuff. It's not sponsored. I didn't even get a VIP pass.
Yeah, no, that's right. It's sponsored. He floated me a VIP pass if we talked aimlessly about his show for 10 minutes at the top of our next episode.
Smart. I'm surprised more advertisers don't try and separate us. Just try and get to one of us. I don't need both of them in the ad. Just one of them.
Exactly. Or the other one will unwittingly participate. Like if I was just like, hey, yeah, like, like McDonald's could come to one of us and be like, talk about McDonald's for, 50 weeks straight for 40 minutes an episode. And we'll give you like, you can offer one of us like $500 for that and be like, okay. And the other one will just be like, talking about McDonald's again. Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm in.
Like, how come when at the end of all of our conversations about McDonald's, you have to say, ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it.
Yeah, I say that normal life pretty frequently.
Tim, this week we're talking about something for the kids. I mean, the show is not for the kids, but the topic's for the kids.
Yeah,
the topic's not for the kids, but it's a thing.
If you're
kids
a kid,
like.
Mm-hmm. Cover your ears. Leave the show on.
Yeah,
but cover your ears. Don't listen to it.
Right,
because
unfortunately, we could tell you unplug the speakers, but you don't even know what that is.
Yeah,
unplug them. They've never had wires.
Keep the file playing and play it again after this, but like, don't listen to a word of it.
Right. Tim, we're talking this week about Roblox. This is like
Roblox.
I knew you were gonna say that. Roblox.
Roblox.
Yo, you thought it was Roblox this whole time?
Yeah. Tom. Can I preface this?
Yes.
With like, you're gonna say it is.
I was just about to, I think, ask what you're about to say.
Not only have I not done any research for this episode because you're so excited to tell me about it.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea.
I'm not so excited.
I mean, you were just like, we should do this topic, and don't worry, I'll explain everything to you. So, like, a classic Tom explains to Tim. So, Tom believes that he's young at heart.
Well, I believe that I'd be able to grasp this more easily than you.
Perhaps. I don't know. Are these, like, Legos? Is this a video game?
Mm-hmm.
I have no concept of what Roblox are. They're robots and they're blocks.
That actually is where the name comes from.
Oh, very clever.
A combination of robot and blocks. Hmm. Tim.
Score. Hey, 1-0, Tim.
That's
now,
not the...
now you guess a fact and that's... we'll see if it's true.
That's not the way the show works. Tim, I'll be honest with you. I was aware of Roblox existence and I was aware of its popularity, but I didn't really understand it either. My assumption was always like, oh, this is like kind of like a Minecraft knockoff.
Right.
You know, there's like a free to play Minecraft. So that's why it blew up, or that it was.
So it's a video game.
Yeah. Yeah. Or like those Lego games. It kind of looks like that a little bit. Like the guys kind of look like Lego minifigs a bit.
Okay. Yellow heads with a little circle thing on top.
Tim, let me tell you how popular Roblox is.
Okay.
Between the ages of 9 and 12 years old.
Okay, that's your demo.
2/3 of all U.S. kids play Roblox.
That can't be true. What are they defining as play?
like actively use it. I don't know how often that has to be, but actively use
Two-thirds. They should smash these servers with axes as soon as possible.
We'll get into some of the problems with all this stuff. And it's played by a third of all Americans under the age of 16.
Wow. wait, hold on. Under the age of 16? Because, like, you got to cut out, like, 0 to 3, right?
Yeah, maybe they're okay. they're all cutting right. that out.
Because, like, if it's, like, a third of those and, like, you cut out, like, you know, an eighth of whatever. Sorry. Go on.
Today, Roblox has 43 million daily active users with a whopping 67% of Roblox users being under the age of 16. So it is very much a thing for kids.
Right.
It is.
Which is why it appeals to you so much.
It does.
It doesn't appeal to you, but you see the strategic value in getting to kids using this, right? No, that sounded wrong. To like get them to like, I don't know, do your bidding, should you? Buy your books.
No, Tim, I'm just, I when I heard that fact of that two-thirds of kids basically play this, I was like, what? What do you mean two-thirds? Of, back when we were kids, two-thirds of kids didn't even play a tag.
Yeah. Cool fact, Grandpa.
Or kick the can. Or that thing where you just kind of like hit a hula hoop with a stick down the street.
Okay, that's cool. Yeah, Red Rover. Did you ever play Red Rover when you were a guy? I don't even know what that is.
Before my time.
See, you think of this and you're like, I want to understand this thing. I want to know what this is.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just like, this is. There's no way this can be good. We need to destroy it.
I mean, that. Like I said, Tim, we'll get into some of the reasons why it's not good. But let me actually explain what it is a little bit more, because it's unique. Like, I thought, I didn't really understand, like, you know, I get like Minecraft, I get like Fortnite. What?
I'll save my comments for the end.
I understand those. I can wrap my head around those. So I assumed Roblox was like the same type of thing.
Yeah.
You know, like you sign into a server and you're like a guy in a world. What the hell are you laughing at?
I'm just.
Just say what you're going to say.
I'm holding it till later.
No, because you can't hold it till later while you're just sitting there turning purple, quietly laughing to yourself.
You just seem to know a lot about this stuff, Tom.
I did research, Tim, so we could talk about it.
You don't need to yell. You're upset that I got a VIP pass and you didn't last night. I understand. We just need to bring it down a little bit, okay? Let's be professional here.
Tim?
We're both screaming. I think we both just
need to... That's not our fault. We can't hear anymore.
I know.
The dog's leaving. The dog's heard enough. Look, you don't have any notes, so I did research so we could actually talk about the thing.
Okay, sorry. Just if I'm going to laugh silently, you just got to let me laugh silently. I'm trying to let you get the information out.
But you also, when I explain stuff, you can't go, oh, it seems like you know an awful lot about it, you weirdo. That's what my job was this week.
Okay, all right. Yeah, fair point.
All right. So I thought it was like Minecraft or Fortnite, which I don't know a huge amount about. I played Fortnite for a little bit.
You liked all the dances. You were always replicating the dances in real life, as I recall.
Every wedding, I would replicate all the dances, and everybody went crazy.
Did they ever wind up getting the flossing dance in there?
Tim, they did.
Because the backpack boy did the flossing.
Kid.
The backpack kid did flossing. But at some point, he was like, he was keeping a tight lid on flossing, right? And it's like, nobody else could do flossing except for me. Otherwise, I'll get the lawyers.
I think so. I think he tried that for like a minute and it proved like impossible.
I remember the backpack kid. This is ripped from the headlines.
Have you ever seen that meme where like it's like an old lady with a walker and like a young woman helping her and she's like telling something to the young woman and the young woman's like, yeah, okay. Of course, grandma, that's you. With like, I remember when the backpack kid said nobody else could do flossing.
Yeah, sure. And I remember that, like, to me, this is like the most up-to-date information on like what people are talking about. Right,
so that happened like 7 years ago, probably, yeah. At this point.
The backpack kid was on Cameo.
Yes. Everybody's on, especially now with the strikes.
Yeah. And the backpack kid was like, hey, don't ask me to do flossing on
come
this.
Come on, backpack kid.
Because I'm not going to do it. Mm-hmm. It's like, then what am I doing? What am I paying you for?
Yeah, well, I want to hear your thoughts about the Russian literature. Mm. Backpack kid.
Also, I asked him, like, what's in that?
You asked him?
Yeah. Well,
did you pay for
it? Yeah, when I requested the cameo. I was like, if you're not going to floss, you got to show us what's in that backpack.
Oh.
Open up the backpack,
that's probably an even bigger no-no for him.
Canceled. Refunded right away.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, so as far as I could tell, the Roblox has nothing to do with any of that stuff. But like I said, I thought it was kind of a like, oh, you drop in a world and then there's like, you know, a million things you can do in there. You can have all kinds of fun doing mm-hmm. stuff. No, that is not what it is. It is a Roblox, Tim. What do you think Roblox is? Like at its most fundamental level?
Video. Well, I famously said not 10 minutes ago, Tom. I had no idea, but if I had to guess, you build robots out of Lego-like blocks through some sort of video game interface.
No, you idiot. That's not what it is. It's not a game at all.
What the hell?
It's a platform.
Hmm.
So everything on there.
Everything these days. It's a platform. It's multi-channel.
It's a platform play. That's what they're going for. Pure platform play.
And guess what? Successful, and you got to hand it to him. Platform play, well executed.
It is very, you know, it's like a multi-billion-dollar company.
Yeah, all the little children are doing it. I don't know. Are they paying for it?
Well, we'll get into that, Tim.
Okay, this is a thing, Tom. I'll stop laughing if you stop yelling at me.
I'm asking you,
purported to do all this research, so I'm asking questions for you to answer based on your research, and you just scold me for asking questions.
We're 20 minutes into the episode, and I asked you, what do you think it is? And then when you told me, I said no, but I didn't explain any further. So it's a platform, and here's what it is. It's kind of like a platform for making and playing games.
Okay.
So anyone...
Like Super Mario Maker?
Kind of. But like 3D Lego style type things. But anyone can go and make an experience for the game.
Mm-hmm.
And
even grown-ups.
In fact, I think a lot of them probably are made by grown-ups.
Yeah. That was the thing when like Nickelodeon was like, oh, kids, like we hate grown-ups.
Yeah.
I always knew grown-ups were
holding up the cue card right now.
Yeah, they're grown-ups are the only ones who know how to operate the cameras and like the satellite stuff that needs to happen.
Yeah, whenever they would talk about like, oh, this is only for kids, like no grown-ups. It was like, well, it's going to be like shoddy camera work. You guys aren't going to know how to switch between them. Whole bunch of problems.
Yeah, and the lighting on Salute Your Shorts was good. A grown-up did that. Right. A grown-up set up those lights.
If you told me that a kid set up those lights, I'll be impressed.
Yeah. Because
it is pretty good. So Roblox is a platform. People can create experiences and games that then other people can play. And that is what it is in a nutshell, which is not what I was expecting. I downloaded it.
Mm-hmm. Big surprise. This guy loves downloading things.
Hey, it was free because I wanted to see what it was like. And I was expecting when I first turned it on, okay, I'm going to boot up. I'm going to be a guy running around in a little world.
This guy would download his next meal if he could.
No, it's not like that. It's like a menu and it's telling you like, what game do you want to play? But because, and I'm pretty sure the Roblox company makes their own experiences in here too. But I don't think those are the most popular. The most popular are ones
is the
made
vernacular.
By,
I'm sorry, experiences, or is that your?
I think that's okay. one of the things they refer to, because some are games, but some are just, hey, come
immersive kind of world.
Yeah, I rebuilt the Millennium Falcon in Roblox, and you can come walk around in it and all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So I think, Tom, you scolded me before for saying I was wrong.
Yeah.
Where I said it was like you could build stuff with Legos in a virtual world.
It's not Legos, though.
But like it kind of is.
Yeah, but it's kind of not blocks any like I think it was initially, but now it's like the tools,
steel beams,
yeah, the tools available to create these experiences have matured. This thing, Roblox, it's been around since 2006.
Really?
Yeah,
since we were but young boys.
We were almost we were young enough that diapers. We could have been on there.
You were in diapers in 2006.
That was for an unrelated reason.
It's a regrettable period of your life.
I had lost a bet.
You were always like, oop, I'm not going to be the first one. Hey, if I leave the bar stool, I'm going to lose it.
Yeah.
You wanted the prime bar stool.
You idiots wasting all your time standing in line. I'm ordering another drink. What was I saying?
Something about Roblox.
you were
bringing me through the thing. You log in.
Yeah.
You open it up,
and
there are a number of experiences.
Yeah.
But a lot of the experiences you said some are probably made by the Roblox Corporation, but the others are made by, and then I cut you off.
Oh, users.
Oh, I was on the edge of my seat and that was very disappointing.
I think I was just talking about how the tools to make these things have matured since 2006, of course. And like the graphics have gotten, at least in the like most popular things, are still extremely basic. But they're improving dramatically. And actually one of the reasons why I was like, let's do this topic this week is because they just had their big developers convention. And I think people are going to be hearing a lot more about Roblox soon, because it seems like, let me ask you this, Tim, you're one of the, foremost business minds, in the country now. If you made a product aimed primarily at kids under 12.
So like slime?
Yeah, like slime. And you had successfully sold your product to 2/3 of those kids. What would you do next to keep growing?
See, I don't like as...
And like you need a lot of growth.
Get the adults in the door, buddy.
Get the adults in the door. So that's...
See, but my thing is, if I'm always like, I want to be successful enough that I don't have to do anything anymore. And it seems like the guy who made Roblox at first is like, all right, I can just go live on.
Yeah, he's the like CEO of the company is worth, I think, close to $2 billion.
Yeah, just why don't you stop? Why don't you just go?
No, Tim, he's like,
just leave.
I figured out a way to get money from children to steal their money. But guess what? Children don't have that much money.
Yeah.
So even though I did as good a job as I can, I gotta widen the net here if I'm going to make any real dough, scratch.
They should like target the Walton family. Ooh, maybe get them to open their pockets.
Well, let me tell you, Tim, there's a Walmart Island on Roblox.
Ah.
Walmart experience where you can experience in...
so this game is pretty cool.
You can experience going around a Walmart and not, I guess, I think it is available for some virtual reality headsets, but, you know, like a computer game. Let me tell you about some of the top games, maybe.
Okay.
And maybe that'll give you a better.
Are they more exciting? Yeah, I don't see how they possibly could be than Walmart Island. Are they all islands in the game?
No, I'm not sure why it was Walmart Island. That's not something you typically associate with Walmart.
Did you
Walmart.
Type in island because you were searching for Epstein's Island?
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
All right, Tim. Well, during the break, you downloaded Roblox and signed up for an account, and you're in there playing in a McDonald's already.
I'm in a McDonald's, Tom.
Look at that. Time from not knowing what something was to role-playing at a McDonald's.
I'm going behind the counter. This is a dream come true. I'm in the kitchen. I'm at the hamburger patties.
Wow.
This game rules, Tom. I'm sorry. This platform rules.
Thank you. Tim, let me tell you about, I watched this video from a YouTuber named Jeffrey James King. I want to give credit here. About the top 10 games. This was, I think, last month.
Okay.
Here are the top 10 games. According to, I think these are like very popular games, but I think there's also a little bit of editorial here.
Okay.
The first one is Stream Life, It is a role-playing game where you're playing as like a streamer, like a Twitch or YouTube streamer.
But can't you
streamer.
Do that in life? I guess I could get a job at McDonald's.
You could, Tim. And
for that dang drug test.
Well, and here's the craziest thing about the stream life game that you play within there. Mm-hmm. Is not only are you like, yeah, you could be a streamer in real life, you're playing a game where you're being a streamer. In the game, like, equipment and stuff costs money, so you have to go get a job in the game to pay for the equipment you need to become a successful streamer. So that one's like a little bit weird, but it's like, I get it, kids want to be streamers nowadays.
Yeah, and I guess when you are a streamer, like, you can build up, like, a kid can play a guitar.
Yeah.
But they can't get the experience of, like, playing in Madison Square Garden right. with
you
your band.
You gotta start somewhere.
A kid can buy a ticket to a show, but they can't get a VIP pass.
Right. Even if it's a friend of theirs.
Yeah.
If they don't tell them they're coming beforehand. The next one, Farmstead. And there's, you know, you're just like running a farm.
Then
that makes sense. There's like a Stardew Valley and like Animal Crossing's kind of like a little bit of that. So yeah, that makes sense. All right. Psychus. I think it's called.
People should do things though, right?
What do you mean?
I mean, I guess everybody can't start a farm, but like,
oh, you like it? Well, I think it's, you know, it's a much quicker startup process yeah. to doing it.
I'm not yucking anybody's yum.
I'm not. Hey, look, I'm not here trying to yuck some 6-year-old's yum. If he wants to,
I guess a 6-year-old isn't going to become a farmer in real life.
No, I mean that again.
We have laws against that.
What you have to consider is, I think the prime target for this game is 10 years old.
Okay.
And there are kids that are, I think it might even be, you know, like they might advertise it as like 10 and up.
Okay.
So, of course, kids that are younger are on there. But it's also the kind of thing where I was watching a video that I'll talk about in a bit. And they were talking to a 15-year-old who like makes games on it, makes experiences.
Some nerd.
Well, I think he's like doing like very well from it. But he was like, yeah, but people are like, you're 15, you play Roblox. So it's one of those things where it's right. like,
it's baby stuff.
Yeah, it's that I think there's a decent number of like 13 through 16 year olds that play it, but they keep that on the DL.
Yeah.
If they don't want to get
bullied. I know that there's a multitude of reasons for this. If it's a 15-year-old getting dragged for playing like a thing for 10-year-olds, I know that there's a development thing and it's a very specific time. Uh-huh. But imagine somebody told you, like, oh, you do this? That's for 37-year-olds.
You do a podcast? That's for 37-year-olds, you loser.
You 42-year-old. Yeah. You should be doing something better. We should be doing something
better.
We should
be. They'd be right to say it. They'd be right to bully us for
it. We should be in on television.
You hear that?
Yeah. Hear that, Hollywood?
Yeah, you got to... I don't know why, but they're not putting any new TV shows on. Yeah. Hey, give us a call. We'll do a show.
We'll do it. No questions asked.
We'll do
write
it for half yeah. the regular price. Anyway, the next game, Psychus, like a fighting game. It looked kind of just dumb.
Okay. I mean, you like fighting games. Yeah, you don't have to pretend for me.
This didn't look like the kind. It didn't look like the kind of fighting game that I like. And B, it didn't look like over the top.
You couldn't
violent.
Fight dirty enough.
Yeah,
you couldn't scratch,
hair pull, gouge. I don't know. It was described as a fighting game, and I was like, it just kind of looked like I can't even think of. It just kind of looked like if there were a bunch of people in like Super Mario Brothers running and like punching each other.
Right.
They're just kind of like,
isn't that Super Smash Brothers?
No, because that's like a side view.
Okay.
That's what, when I heard it was a fighting game, I was thinking like Street Fighter, like, you know, one on one. It's not really like that. It's like an arena fighting game.
Gotcha. Well, yeah, I can see how that's lame.
But then, all right, so now they're getting a little bit weird here. Stateview Prison. And this is a game where you play as either a prisoner or a cop or a like a prison guard.
Okay.
But you have to, like, again, like, a lot of these things are like just full on role plays where it's like, yep, I'm just going through the motions of being a prisoner. Like, time to get up, time to make my bed, and then, like, go have my meal.
This is one of the top 10.
Yeah. And meanwhile, like, other players being guards will come over and be like, hey, you better not be up to anything. But I get it, too, because it's kind of like, you know, when you're a kid playing, like, cops and robbers, because you can escape the prison and they can try and track you down and catch you.
Yeah, this all seems very dystopian, to be honest, Tom.
I mean, that's the thing, that it's like when you're a kid and you're outside running around playing cops and robbers, it's
not like, okay, now I shuffle over and get my cheese sandwich and sit at the table.
You're not role playing prison. And also, it's like you're not getting, you can only get so into it.
Right.
You're not wearing costumes and stuff. Whereas this, it's like, no, you're playing in a game where they, you know, somebody's designed the prison. You're wearing a prison uniform. They're wearing guard uniforms, or you're wearing a guard uniform.
And correct me if I'm wrong. A lot of this is like predicated on the minutiae is the interesting part of it, right?
Yeah. And also, it's like, what was that, the Milgram experiment, where they had guards and prisoners, and like they just like randomly assigned participants, and the guards like turned violent towards the prisoners immediately.
Yeah, I mean, in the context of the game, I think that's what, like, hey, I'm the one with a weapon. Let's try this puppy out.
Next one, Fishing Frenzy, a fishing simulator. It looked fun.
Fishing.
You go fishing. Keys, a survival horror game.
It's just like, use keys to unlock various doors.
I mean, that is how it was described almost exactly. To the point where I was like, what? That's not a game. But then when I watched it, I was like, oh, they've got like Five Nights at Freddy type characters in here. So it's like, you know, a horror game for kids. That's fine. That's, you know, I get it. This game, this was actually, I think, maybe the only one that I was like, oh, that sounds pretty cool. Abyss World. And what this is you're just in a world where there's like a huge abyss beneath you, and you have to get down there by like.
Have to get down there.
But you have to get down there by like
this appealed to you. Okay.
Working your way down, like kind of like it's like almost a tower.
Okay.
So
this,
you just
sounds
jump into,
kind of like what is that book?
House of Leaves or Annihilation?
Yeah, where they're going down into that tower
ground. It's kind of like that, because if you just jump into the abyss, you'll die and you have to go back to the beginning.
Right.
But you have to like slowly make your way down. Kind of like rappelling or like reverse rock climbing.
So much of this stuff, so much of like what people do online now, seems like you're consciously like you need to kill time somewhere where it's like I'm waiting for like an oil change or something, and this is but like
but again,
people are like
it's geared towards 10-year-olds.
Yeah, they're not gonna need an oil change.
No.
They just learned how to ride 3 years ago.
You know what though? Maybe a guardian needs an oil change, and the kid they've got, you know, hey, your mom needs an oil change, so you got to come with me. Yeah, you remember that as a kid, like having to go places with your parents, and you're like, oh my God, I don't want to go do this.
Yeah.
And it was always the type of things that your parents were like, I want to do this even less.
Yeah, I had to pay money to do this.
Yeah.
And wait.
That one at least sounded interesting to me. Unique, I guess, would be the way I put it. Become OP. This was like kind of just looked like a standard top. You remember that game Smash TV?
I remember. Oh, in the arcade. I remember. Yeah. There was something about a gorilla.
You're thinking of Rampage.
No.
Anyway, it kind of looked like, you know, it was just kind of like a game where you're just like shooting guys. None of these games are violent, though. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Like you're shooting, but it's like, you know, little white dots that come, right. You know, like Pac-Man style or whatever.
That's cute.
Drop the Number, which actually you might be interested in this game because it was kind of like that game. You remember that game 2048?
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but with Tetris, kind of, where they're like...
I already said I wanted to play Tetris in this thing. Yeah,
where it's like they're dropping from the top and you have to move them in.
I'm going to look that up, because for some reason I got kicked out of McDonald's land.
Yeah, you probably weren't working hard. You went behind the counter, Tim.
No, this is a different one.
Oh, okay.
This appears to be kind of like McDonald's land with the characters.
Oh, I see.
Every time I click into it, it says, disconnected, you were kicked from this experience... Your country doesn't have access to this experience.
All right. So I guess we have to,
discrimination.
Talk to your congressman about that.
Drop
the Number. A rare game.
Oh, drop the Number. And the second one is Drop the Soap Simulator.
Oh, boy.
Tom, there's a lot of, there's everything.
Yeah.
Drop the ball, drop the bomb, drop things, drop that bomb, drop the nuke, drop the wheel, drop the soap.
People love dropping things in this game.
Platform.
Drop the Number is like the rare game where you're not playing as a character.
Right.
You know.
I am the character. People have told me in the past I'm quite a character.
Yeah, that you're the main character.
Yeah.
And then Dare to Cook was the top game. And it's like this game Overcooked. And it's just like, actually, you probably like this because you have to like cook meals as quickly as possible in a restaurant and just kind of like move around. Like, I have to get these ingredients, put them here. I have to get them off the.
Do you know what, Tom? I'm not 10 years old.
Uh huh.
But I fucking love Roblox. Sorry, I'm just going to be playing this Drop the Number game.
So as...
8-4. Put the 4 on the 8.
Tim, all right. You can't just sit there and play the game. Okay. I'm going to get into the bad stuff about Roblox now.
Uh-oh.
Now that I've got you hooked, Tim.
Here's what I'm going to say before I hear the bad things.
Mm-hmm.
As a parent...
Yes.
Who... I have a child that's going to turn 2.
Stop playing the game.
I'm talking quite...
You're talking slowly because most of your attention is on playing the game.
I'm a great multitasker and everyone knows it. All right, okay. Hold on. Can I pause it? I thought I was pausing it, but it sped it up.
You can't pause it, Tim. Games nowadays don't pause.
Even Drop the Number?
No, it's all online.
Oh, jeez, it is all online.
Yeah.
So I was talking to someone with a...
kid?
A 10-year-old.
Okay.
Right in the demo here.
Okay, so you were doing research for this episode on Roblox.
And he was talking about, like, I'm going to have to get him a phone soon. He's literally the only one without a phone at school.
What a loser.
But he's like, I'm just wondering, like... Are all these kids just using it to watch like the grossest porn ever at like 10? You know, like the access to like things that you shouldn't have access to on the internet is insane. And no matter what parental things that you put on a phone that you give a 10-year-old, they're gonna figure out how to take those off.
Yeah, you're going to like, there are parental things, but the problem is that they're going to know some kid that their parents didn't set that up.
Yeah.
Or they set up wrong or whatever. So they're going to be like, no, look at this. And then, there are ways around all these things. And kids talk, of course.
Yeah.
Like, oh, your parents use this? Here's how you can get around that. You have to download this app and... Do this and whatever.
So if 2/3 of 10-year-olds are like obsessed with Roblox and playing like, you know, touch the grill at McDonald's or whatever, instead of looking at like the raunchiest part, it's like, all right. I mean, before I hear about the bad stuff,
right.
But like, on its face.
Right.
If they, I had to choose
hey, there
between.
There are worse things they could be doing they're, online.
They're, like, I have fears of like how everything's going to evolve in the next 8 years. Hopefully, you know, when my child becomes in the prime demo.
Yeah,
here.
Hopefully in the next 8 years, we'll go back to being a puritanical society.
No, I'm just hoping the internet gets turned off.
Yeah, I'm sure that's going to happen.
It might happen. Look, if our country goes down a fascist
if like
path,
the grid fails. Yeah.
No, the fascist government will shut down the internet so we can't organize.
Oh, that's why you've gotten so into fascism lately?
Yeah, so my kid doesn't look at porn when he's 10. they grow up too soon these days. Sorry, right. Go on.
So let me tell you about the bad stuff here. The main bad thing, there are two main bad things, and they're closely related. The first one, and the biggest one, is, as you noticed, Tim, you downloaded this game for free.
Right. Now, that just means it's cool.
That is because that is not how they make their money. They make their money through in-app purchases. They make their money selling something called Robux.
Roblox.
Robux.
Robux. Oh, the Sears Robux.
No. Like,
it's all business. It's all related. Yeah.
It's money that a currency that only exists within Roblox. You know, that costs real money to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And that you can also buy. You can, you know, you get like a little bit extra if you sign up for a pass to buy it.
Right.
So I think a lot of parents, from what I saw, that's the deal they have. That it's like, yeah, every month my kid gets $20 in Robux, and that's, you know, that's the arrangement, that's the agreement, that's, you know, because otherwise they're asking
that's
me,
their allowance.
Yeah, basically. Right. They're getting it in Robux. And now things on this seem like they're all over the place pricing wise, but the bigger problem is this:
who gets the Robux?
Mostly Roblox, which I'll get into as well. But as you could probably imagine, by a platform that is mostly populated by 10-year-olds. Scams are fucking rife. I looked, there's like a, I think it was like a fandom.com page or like a wiki page for scams under Roblox. I counted 54 different types of scams that like unbelievable, like every angle you could think of, from like tricking kids to installing software on the computer to, you know, like social engineering to get, I mean, a big problem, it seems like, is, according to this video I watched, yeah, of course, this place is rife with child predators. And
so maybe not better than watching.
Maybe not. Because I watched this video that I'm going to talk about in a minute. Called does Roblox make money from child labor, by a YouTube channel called More Perfect Union, like a union channel about labor rights and stuff. And but they
oh, Tom, you've gone woke. Go on.
So they don't even this was kind of like unrelated, but they said like this came up during our interview with like this 8-year-old and his dad. That sounds like
an 8-year-old.
Yeah, where
about
it sounded
what?
About Roblox.
Okay, yeah. All right.
And they were like, and they played it, and they were like, yeah, it seemed like this was the first the dad was hearing it too, because they were asking him about scams, and he's like, yeah, people do, you know, they'll try and scam you. They'll say like, oh, I'll sell you this for this many Robux, and they're just gonna rip you off. And then there's this other scam, and this is like, I think he was 8. He's like, there's this other scam where it's like these guys that are researchers, and you know, they'll talk to you and they'll tell you that they're a researcher, so they need your name and your address, and you know, like your parents' names and what they do for a job and at what times they're home and, you know, like stuff like that. And like, as he's explaining this, the dad's like, wait a minute, like how often does this happen? He's like, yeah, like every day. So that's one extremely bad thing.
Yeah.
But even more prevalent, it seems like, especially because it seems like the
are there a lot of ASL requests?
I'm sure that and worse.
Yeah.
But it sounded like one of the big problems on this platform is that, like I said, most of the people are under 12.
Mm-hmm.
But there are still a sizable chunk that are 12 to 16. And it seems like those players, besides like potentially being losers for still playing the game.
Yeah. It's baby stuff. Come on, losers.
It seems like a portion of these people, these kids, are there to scam younger kids and like pick on and bully younger kids. So I was reading this from kidspot.com.au about this woman and her daughter's Roblox.
It sucks that other countries have to put the dot whatever after the thing. We just get to just like be .com.
For her 11th birthday present, my daughter asked for a new face. This isn't as alarming as it sounds. It was for her avatar on Roblox. Sure, I said. It's 10,000 Robux, she said, which is about $140 Australian, which is like $280 US.
Oh, wow.
After
that was a journey, because I was like, what is this going to be? It's going to be like $4. Is it gonna be, you converted it twice.
Well, and that, I think that's not an accident.
Yeah.
After I picked myself up off from the chair I'd fallen off, I thought about it. We're in lockdown. The shops are closed. She can't see her friends. What else is she going to spend it on anyway? A million fidgets that end up in a landfill, etc. All right, come on, lady. There's something you could buy your daughter that's not going to be a million fidget spinners.
Tom, this is very dated. We're talking about COVID lockdowns, fidget spinners.
Oh, 140 Australian is not 200. I don't know. It's a lot of money. So match with her dad. We bought her.
It's 89. It's $90.
Okay. So this is US. Where I got confused. So match with her dad, we bought her 20,000 Robux. So that's, I don't know. A lot of money. She bought two winky faces to add to her inventory. Two faces, yes. Two wistful wink faces cost $280. Oh, maybe that's Australian. It is. It brought her so much joy. And in a time when there is not a lot of joy, seeing her so over the moon was a gift in itself. A day later, she was tricked by another user in a trade and he stole her faces and blocked her.
You can steal the faces.
That's the thing. You know, it's funny, but also very sad that like a lot of these scams are kids going up to other kids and going, hey, that's a cool hat. I'll pay you like 10,000 Robux for it. Oh, okay. Yeah, it's like twice what it's worth. Okay, yeah, just go ahead and put it on the ground and then I'll put the money on the ground. And then you can imagine what happens.
Yeah.
And
everything goes fine.
Everything goes fine.
They put the money on the ground and everybody picks up what they agreed to pick up.
And part of the and this woman talks about, you know, that she initially was like, okay, I'm sure there's a mechanism to like, of course there's not.
Right.
Roblox does not want to get involved in that shit because they're making money. Like,
you never want to get involved. Like, Tom, if you were walking down the street and you saw two 10-year-olds having a dispute, would you be like, well, let me mediate here? You'd be like, oh, I'm nothing to do with this.
Yeah, I think that's a big part of the issue, that I kind of get where they're coming from, the company of being like, look.
You know what? I get where they're coming from, but it's also like, then don't get into the children business.
Oh, absolutely.
Get out of the selling shit to kids business, or, you know, accommodating children.
Yeah. So, yeah.
I think nobody should be allowed to, except for Nickelodeon. You should be able to sell kids Gak, Floam, and certain types of slimes.
My daughter patiently talked me through the subcultures in the game she plays and the common words they use. I'm now getting across bacons, slenders, preppies, copy paste, trust trades, trolling, noobs, online dating, and campers. The game she mostly plays are Tower of Hell, MM2, and Adopt Me.
Adopt Me.
Yeah. This is where it starts getting real shitty. Users are ridiculed for being poor, not having pets, weapons, outfits, etc., and worshiped for being rich. It creates such a toxic culture that poor users go around begging for pets and accessories that are unwanted by other users to beef up their inventory. It's all about keeping up with the Joneses. Is that, yeah, they've introduced that to children.
You have to teach your kids values.
Yes.
In the virtual space. And the values of the virtual space. Like, how do you tell a kid, right? Yeah. As this stuff becomes more prevalent, mm-hmm. How do you tell a kid, like, do not value one thing here. It's all bullshit. It's even sillier than the bullshit in the real world, which is also bullshit.
Yeah. Like, and like, I was
fake kinda... materialism that like costs real money.
Yeah.
Is more insidious than real materialism, because at least you have cool stuff.
Yeah. At least then you have something tangible. Yeah. Like, you're not actually buying anything. You're renting it from this company.
Yeah.
Apparently, like, some people do say it's good that you can, like, trade stuff in the game because it, like, teaches kids a little bit about...
Nope. It's not. No kids are learning anything from here. The only thing they're learning... It's good to, like, teach kids not to trust anybody else. Yeah, that
the world is a cruel place.
But, like, I don't know. Do you want to teach your kid that?
Yeah.
Maybe just fucking unplug the internet.
Well, and I was surprised because, like, when I logged in and I was looking, Tim, I almost spent, like, a little bit of scratch because there was a pretty cool Grimace costume that you could get for your character. But my thing was, it was, I don't know, like a few different pieces that together looked like a Grimace. And all together was like, I don't know, 40 cents worth of stuff. So I was like, oh, okay. It's like little amounts of money. But now I'm realizing, like, oh no, the reason why this girl
scam you out of your, some 10-year-old's gonna scam you out of your Grimace costume piece by piece.
I mean, if somebody's got a good price on it, and all I have to do is put my money on the ground first. No, but I mean, realizing that, you know, this woman talking about, I bought my daughter two wistful wink faces. It's like, oh, and they were $100 each. Your daughter wanted to flex on fools, you know, that's what it is. It's not, oh, she thought this was like a cute thing for her character. Nah, she wanted to flex.
Yeah, we should not be teaching our kids flexing.
No,
we should be teaching them flossing.
Well, only if they're allowed. All right, so here's where it gets real bad, though.
Cool.
Is this video I watch, does Roblox make money from child labor? So basically, Robux, are you aware of the idea of a company scrip, like company money? They used to do it like during the mining days in this country,
The United States of America.
Yeah, whereas basically you would get paid in company dollars that you could spend at the company store.
Oh, yeah.
And that's all they were really good for. Basically, they're saying, like, that's what Robux are.
Yeah, of course it is.
Because, well, here's the why. Because people that make, or kids that make these experiences and stuff, they get paid part of the Robux. So there's an incentive for them. There are people and companies, small companies, that have made, you know, very good money, six, seven figures off of experiences.
So they can, you can you cash out Robux?
You can. However, when you cash them out, they are worth 1/3 of what it costs to buy them.
Okay.
So if you made 1,000, if you bought 1,000 Robux, it would cost...
And how much in Australian dollars would that be?
If you bought 1,000 Robux in U.S. dollars, it would be $10. If you earned 1,000 Robux and you cash it out, it would be worth $3.50.
Right.
Or 33 cents, I right. guess. So this has caused all kinds of problems because that's who's making like most of this stuff are kids. And there is a job board for this stuff for kids to hire other kids because, you know, you're making a whole experience. You might be good at game logic, but you're not a graphics guy or a sound guy. So you hire another kid to do that stuff. So they said there are cases where kids are working like, you know, 10, 20 hours on the weekend because they got to make all these like new skins for their boss, who's another kid.
That's cute.
And they're getting paid, you know, almost nothing.
Right. But they're doing it because they like do it. Like the Roblox, the yeah. Roblox scum will yeah. say like, no, it's not about the money. They want, like, they're going to be playing this game anyway, right? Like,
right. But it crosses a threshold where,
of course, yeah. it's all terrible.
Yeah, because you can make a game and be like, yeah, this is a cool game I made. It's free to play. Anyone can play. But you could also make a game where you can monetize all this stuff in like multiple ways, where you can do either like you can sell game passes. Where, you know, oh yeah, you can play my kart racing game, but if you buy the game pass, then you get access to these other faster karts or whatever. Right. And then there's like items and skins and weapons. Some experiences charge you to use them. So like basically they can monetize any parts that they right. want. And of course, Roblox is happy to facilitate that.
Yeah, this sucks.
Yeah, it does suck. So yeah, these and like everything nowadays, there's, you know, it's so saturated that the discovery isn't there. Mm-hmm. So you have to use some of your Robux to buy ads. To get your experience even remotely visible, or else, you know, if you're just a kid and you just make something and throw it up there, literally nobody will ever see it unless you've already got an audience or friends that are into it, or you're buying advertising
right
through them. And if you're using the money you've earned to buy that advertise, no, then I guess it's only when you cash it out that they.
I wonder what percentage of all of the Robux issued have been cashed out.
Because
that's still 66% margin for
yeah, and Robux. Well, so that's another part of it is that you can't cash out earned Robux until you've met a $300 threshold.
Very cool.
So yeah, the vast, you know, basically this is a platform where there's tons of kids working, making a few dollars maybe. That they can't cash out, that the company just keeps forever. And, you know, there are probably millions of kids
building
doing
things
that.
Like a farming simulator.
Yeah.
So, like, kids can go in there, or like a prison simulator. So, kids can go in there and, like, sleep on a bed during lockdown and wake up and, you know, stand in the yard and then come back.
Hey, it's better than playing outside, right?
This sucks. The world's the stuff like this makes me just incredibly sad.
What a complete 180
Yeah.
From being the world's biggest new Roblox fan.
Well, I liked that I could go behind the counter at McDonald's.
Of course.
And I'll still continue doing that, if I'm being honest. unless I had to pay for the privilege.
Well, I mean, you did get kicked from that one server, so
yeah.
Who knows if they're going
to... Well, I might have to move.
Yeah, you might have to make a new server or something to... and people also, like, will make experiences and then, like, you know, it's basically you're building a business on somebody else's business and then, like, sell that experience to other people.
Right.
Like, you know, kind of cash out. Or there are people that, you know, for, like, rich kids, I guess, are like, hey, I'm a Roblox architect. You can hire me,
mm-hmm.
and I'll build whatever house or game or whatever you want, and then, you know, transfer that over to you, and now it's yours.
Don't you think it should be illegal to market anything to kids?
No, I mean, that's the thing with all this, is that there's, you know, there are tons of laws about... Yeah. What you can advertise, like, and sell to children.
And information you can collect.
Yes. And Roblox has found the loophole in all this. And I actually, that was like my ultimate conclusion to all the research I did. Where I was like, this is insane. This thing's so popular. I don't know anything about it. I think most people over the age of 25 know jack shit about
right.
it. Even parents, I think, don't really get what it is.
Does anyone between the ages of 14 and 25 pretend like they don't know anything about it?
Right.
No. Not me.
But, like, I could see if I were a parent and my kid were playing this thing and, like, they're buying skins or whatever. Like, yeah, it's like Fortnite. They're buying it from Epic Games. And it's like, no, they're buying it from other children who have employed other children
yeah.
to do this work. And, like, none of them are getting paid.
With so many things. Mm-hmm. You know, this is what sucks about being a grown up. And this is also what sucks, I think, about being a grown up in this time.
Yeah.
You scratch the surface of literally anything,
yeah,
and you're like, oh, it's just disgusting all the way down. It's
scum all the way down. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgt.com. Check out our Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide, to get books of podcasts. We're neck deep in reading Sapiens, all about a little something you might be familiar with called human beings.
Human beings. Human beans.
Patreon.com/complete guide. You get all those episodes, the back episodes of all Books of Podcasts. Hey, it's a ton of fun.
Hey, also, we let loose on Books of Podcasts. Yeah. It's not just about books. It's a lot about books, but mm-hmm. it's also like, it gets into it.
Wow, what a tease. check out tcgt.com for all our social media links. You can follow me on social media at Tom Reynolds.
Follow me on Blue Sky at your pal Tim.
Wow, that's the only place he wishes to be followed.
B Sky something. I don't know. You don't have to do all that stuff, right?
Yeah, I don't really know how it works. Yeah. Any final thoughts on the old Roblox? Are you going to uninstall it now?
No.
Are you going to start making experiences and selling
like,
them to
things
children?
Things could be nice.
Uh-huh.
And, like, things could be fun.
Okay. Curious where you're going with this.
But it's just a shame. Especially, like, kids, stuff for kids.
Yeah.
Really, like... Roblox should be cool and positive
mm-hmm. yeah.
and fun mm-hmm. and educational in ways, or like, yeah. you know, not in the boring way.
Right.
But like, fucking nothing can be.
Yeah. Well, and I just think about, like, you know, when we were kids, like, I was more into video games than you were, but mm-hmm. like, yeah, we were both into games. And it's like, yeah, you convince your parents to buy you a system at Christmas time or your birthday, and then, like, convince them to buy you a game at Christmas time or your birthday. But, like, once they bought that game, they didn't have to, like, worry about a child predator showing up at their door,
yeah,
or like, getting their credit card run up, or even if you're being good and like, you know, as a parent knowing like, oh, I can't put my card in there because they could spend. Like, then you're just gonna have to deal with like this woman, her daughter being like, all I want is these $200 winking faces.
Just so she could freaking
flex on fools. I guess the year before she wanted 1,000,000 fidget spinners.
All I want is a cameo from that backpack kid flossing.
The fact that he doesn't have that as like a higher tier.
Yeah.
I don't know if you can do tiers on there. I think there was
litigation
there, but
around flossing at the moment. Yeah, right. Yeah. At the time. And yeah, again, 7 years ago, I don't know. I think the backpack kid is like,
he's 35. Yeah. He's a partner at a law firm now.
Well, it became of the backpack kid. It's not important.
He's on Cameo.
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.